Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
From KUNC and the NPR Network, this is In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Thursday, April 18th. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado is one of the healthiest states in the nation when it comes to physical fitness. Perhaps that's no surprise given how much there is to do in the outdoors. But when it comes to mental health, Colorado ranks in the bottom half of states, according to a 2023 report by Mental Health America. While there are a few reasons for this poor ranking, we're going to zoom in on one factor in particular.
I thought that, you know, the focus would be more on physical health and emotional well-being and getting out in nature and focusing on those aspects and not so much hiking to the top of a mountain and pulling out a bottle.
That was Eric Turner, certified addiction technician and founder of Rock to Recover, a nonprofit organization that hosts sober music events. Eric was featured by journalist Ryan Spencer in a Summit Daily News story that investigated the drug and alcohol epidemic plaguing the mountain communities of Colorado. I sat down with both Eric and Ryan to talk about this issue. Eric wasn't shy about sharing his troubled past with alcoholism while he worked as a barback.
Part of my job was to kind of hang out until they actually needed me. And the way they kept me there was to keep feeding me alcohol. Occasionally, I would get a little too intoxicated to do my job really well. And they'd put me in the back and keep me back there for the night.
Ryan Spencer, you did a great piece on this. In the conversations you had with people who work in or around resorts, how did they describe balancing this daily kind of party culture with needing to get up and go to work every day, you know, and maintain their lives, pay the bills?
Yeah, it was really interesting, you know, kind of going into this, I knew the workplace culture was going to play into the culture around substance use. But I always imagined, you know, kind of the party and the resort atmosphere would be the main thing driving it. And it was, but it was kind of curious to me to learn how pervasive it was, you know, in workplace settings, to be encouraged to drink either on the job or after the job. Or it was really interesting to learn that from the multiple people I spoke to.
And Ryan, you spoke with Summit County's public health director, Amy Wineland, for this story. She recognized that substance and alcohol misuse is a problem for the county. But there was a survey conducted by the department that also showed most people think alcohol is important for the culture of the place. How did she talk about the county's challenges with balancing the recreational needs and desires of tourists?
Yeah, it's a hard balance, right? Because we are a place that people come for their vacation. So, a lot of people are here to engage in substances to some extent. We have to kind of, come together and have these conversations about, substances, alcohol, and drugs, so that we can really, reckon with the culture that we have and maybe think about it a little bit harder than maybe just posting through it.
I'm really intrigued by the concept of the paradise paradox that happens when people move into one of these mountain communities, thinking it will improve mental health challenges they may be experiencing. And then they find themselves suffering more because they can't escape the party. Eric, I'm curious how that lines up with your experience of moving to Colorado.
It really lines up fairly well. My goal when I came out here was to reduce my alcohol consumption, because this is where I wanted to be and all the physical activities that I wanted to take part in, and making sure that I could be out there skiing every day. And when I got here, that part happened, but then everybody that I met, we'd go to the bar after work, and that became almost a bigger part of what was going on than what everybody came here for as their main goal, to be out and enjoy all the opportunities that nature and the mountains provide for us.
Ryan, I'm wondering what you learned about
what the county is doing to sort of combat this use of substance.
You know, everywhere you go, you see alcohol. So one of the things I know that the county has been doing to push back a little bit on the idea that it has to be ever present is just this booze less campaign. The idea is you booze less and you can do a little bit more. You know, you can get out there the next day. You're not going to be hungover in the morning and you can get out on the trail, you know, maybe not have that beer at the summit and, you know, you'll feel better on the way down.
Other than your piece, I realize I haven't read a lot of reporting on this topic. And I think when we report on our mountain communities here, we talk about the lack of housing. I mean, we talk mm-hmm. about other issues, but not this particular one. I'd like to turn this to you, Ryan, but Eric, if you have thoughts too, I'm just wondering if you have a sense of why this is, why this doesn't really get a lot of media attention.
Yeah, I think, you know, you walk outside your house, right? And there's, you know, liquor stores on almost every street. There's several bars on any main street you go to, especially in these resort towns. So I think it's just kind of so right in your face that maybe sometimes we look right by it and just assume it's normal.
The other aspect of that, other than the normalization, is that it's profitable. And because there are so many different groups making money off of this, including the government through taxes, it's accepted. And the negative aspects of it are kind of overlooked because everybody is making so much money. I think that's a big part of it also.
Eric, I'm wondering how your experience sort of shaped you or changed you, set you on a different path in life.
It has changed me completely. Once I ended up getting sober, and I went to a facility in California for about 3 months. There was nothing really around here that was able to meet my needs. I was able to find a facility that was specifically for first responders.
Well, I want to get a last thought from both of you, Eric and Ryan. What would you like tourists to know about the lives of people who work in the mountain resorts and the towns that they're visiting?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially when it comes to the service industry, like, you know, our lives are kind of tough up here. You know, it's hard to find housing, you know, just treat us like human beings. I think that goes a long way, especially on the mental health aspects of things, and be considerate about, you know, your drinking and, you know, how you treat the place that you're visiting, because this is a really special place up here in the mountains. And, you know, we want people to visit, but we want them to be considerate and to the mountains like they deserve respect.
That the last word he said there, I think, is most important, is just show some respect to not only the workers and the beautiful environment that they're visiting, but also to themselves.
What have you noticed about the culture of drug and alcohol use while recreating outdoors? Please share with us by sending a text or leaving a voicemail at 970-614-5323 or email us at noco@kunc.org. That's it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back tomorrow with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. Ariel Lavery produced and mixed this episode. I'm your host, Erin O'Toole. We'll talk soon.